Sarah, let's examine some interesting cultural and entertainment developments that reflect broader social changes. Nick Saban is urging Congress to tap the brakes on college sports, which is remarkable given his legendary coaching career and understanding of the industry.
Saban's congressional testimony is significant because he's arguably college football's most successful coach, and he's essentially asking lawmakers to slow down commercial changes in college athletics. This suggests even industry insiders believe the current pace of change is unsustainable.
The college sports landscape has been transformed by name, image, and likeness rights, transfer portals, and direct athlete compensation. Saban's concerns probably relate to maintaining competitive balance and educational mission while accommodating these commercial realities.
Trump is making some unusual announcements about White House entertainment. He's floating the idea of keeping a UFC octagon on the South Lawn permanently after the June 14th UFC Freedom 250 event. Trump compared the structure to the Eiffel Tower, suggesting it could become a permanent installation.
A permanent UFC octagon at the White House would be unprecedented and symbolically significant. It represents Trump's effort to bring popular entertainment directly to the presidency. But it also raises questions about appropriate use of White House grounds and presidential dignity.
The UFC connection is particularly interesting because it represents Trump's appeal to working-class sports entertainment audiences. Professional wrestling and mixed martial arts have strong followings among Trump's political base. So this isn't just entertainment, it's political positioning.
There are concerning developments in media freedom. Press freedom groups are warning that CNN could be next after 60 Minutes upheaval, which suggests broader threats to independent journalism. When press freedom organizations are issuing warnings about specific news organizations, it indicates systematic pressure on media independence.
The 60 Minutes situation has created a template for attacking investigative journalism programs. If similar pressure is applied to CNN, it could represent a coordinated effort to undermine mainstream media credibility and independence.
We're also seeing interesting testimony on gender issues. A detransitioner testified at a Senate hearing on youth gender care, which represents one perspective in ongoing debates about transgender healthcare for minors. These hearings often become politically charged rather than focusing on medical evidence.
Gender care debates have become increasingly politicized, with personal testimonies used to support various policy positions. Medical decisions are complex and individual, but political hearings often oversimplify these issues for partisan purposes.
Entertainment industry data is also revealing interesting trends. Prime Video is launching weekly top 10 charts without viewership numbers, unlike Netflix, which publishes hours viewed alongside rankings. This affects how we understand popular culture and content consumption patterns.
Streaming platform transparency differences matter because they shape public understanding of what content is actually popular versus what platforms want to promote. Without actual viewership numbers, rankings become marketing tools rather than objective measurements.
These cultural developments reflect broader tensions between traditional institutions and changing social expectations. Whether it's college sports commercialization, White House entertainment, media independence, or healthcare debates, established norms are being challenged across multiple domains simultaneously.
What's particularly striking is how personal testimonies and individual stories are becoming central to policy debates. Rather than relying primarily on institutional expertise or research data, political discussions increasingly feature individual experiences as primary evidence.
That shift toward personal narrative over institutional analysis has significant implications for how democratic societies make collective decisions. Individual stories are important and compelling, but they may not provide sufficient basis for complex policy choices affecting millions of people.
Entertainment and sports are also becoming increasingly political. Trump's UFC octagon proposal and Saban's congressional testimony show how cultural activities that were once considered politically neutral are now explicitly connected to policy and governance discussions.